Today, we have a very special episode. It is an episode dedicated to the tubas. Do you know what I mean when I say tuba?
The instrument.
Not that tuba. Tuba E-E-R is spelt different. Tuba is where potatoes start.
Wow.
I know. Anna, I have done so much research. We decided by popular demand that as we mentioned our potato information 2 weeks ago on Funfield and Fullfield, where we were arguing over what goes first, cheese or beans on jacket potatoes, that we are going to dedicate a whole entire episode to potatoes.
Potatoes.
I have uncovered so many facts. We are looking at some recipes. We are going to hit you with so many things that you can do with potatoes. And our challenge to you is you to get a pen and paper and come up with 10 ways with potatoes that you like the sound of that you can adapt into your Slimming World plan, your meal plans for the next few weeks. This is just something we've hashed together. I mean, it might sound like a bit of a mashup, but we can assure you that we are...
Oh, I've got a hassle back.
As many potato puns as we can fit in.
I think I just chipped my tooth.
Oh, that's a good one. Right, insert your own pun here, and here is the ukuleles. Right, so, I mean, how much do you love potatoes?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 11.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say 11.6.
Oh, 11.6, yeah. Not 5 or 7, 6.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything I don't like about potato.
Yeah, but the thing is, I realised that my knowledge of potatoes is quite small. You know, I didn't really understand. I actually found myself in the supermarket yesterday looking at the packets of jacket potatoes thinking, I wonder what type of potato you are. Where did you come from, Mr. Potato?
And did Graham grow you in Chelmsford?
You
know what I mean?
There now we've talked about mindful eating. Yeah, then it makes you think all these facts, doesn't it? So, yeah, potatoes is the subject. I mean, do you have a favourite type of potato?
I like an Albert Roostler, red one.
Oh.
Mm. Or a Jersey Royal.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm not picky. I've never found a potato I don't like.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? You give me a potato, I'm happy.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're comfy. They're warm. They're versatile.
Yeah.
That's an advert for a potato. They're waffly versatile. They go with eggs on beans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We were talking to some people at head office about this idea that we had of doing an episode about potatoes, and they laughed because they said, funny enough, we wrote an article a couple of years ago that's still on the web, on the features members section, actually, which is called 10 Ways with Potatoes. And she said, for ages, it was the most read feature on the Slimming World website.
Yeah, closely followed by 10 ways with quark.
I found 10 ways with chips as well.
Yeah, there are 10 ways with eggs. There's 10 ways with anything, really.
The thing is, when we started like coming up with this idea, both of us were like, right, so you can mash, you can boil, you can jacket, you could fry, and then we hit a wall, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we found hasslebacking.
Yeah.
Then there's crocotting. Then there's hash browning.
Yeah.
Then there's layonnaising.
See, right, so then you kind of think, well,
fondanting.
There's what?
You can fondant a potato.
See? Crush a potato, I heard
smash
today.
Smash a potato.
Smash, it kind of goes with mash.
No, a smashed is different to mashed.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and a crushed is different to smashed.
A roast? We didn't say roast.
Oh, roast. Oh, yeah, baked, boiled, grilled. No, maybe not.
Right, so that's it. That's the end of the episode. Thank you, goodbye.
Yeah.
I'll be basically just... So anyway, you kind of get the point.
Tinned
potatoes.
Tinned potatoes. Right. Those chips you'll make.
So we're in the kitchen today. We are not ready, steady, cook at all. But I have bought some potatoes. I have looked up a recipe which I would like to factor into my meal plan this week. Anna's initial response was, Very windy.
I think the reason you've designed this today is because you didn't have time to cook tea. So you've just shoehorned dinner and a podcast together. Clever thinking, girl.
I'm a busy working woman.
You are, aren't you?
I'm like two birds, one stone.
Sorted.
Seven potatoes.
Is that all it is?
Seven
potatoes and a tin of beans. A bit of windy kale. It's a cheap meal, isn't it?
It is, right? So potatoes are free food, okay? I mean, it's almost like this could inspire loads of different recipes. We could do 10 ways with pasta, 10 ways with rice.
10 ways with beans, 10 ways with cheese.
Yep.
10 ways with asparagus. I don't know why, yeah.
Asparagus?
Do you not like asparagus?
10 ways?
Yeah. Have you never had griddled asparagus with loads of black pepper dipped in eggs? Mm. Oh, you don't eat eggs. Not so good dipped in an egg replacer.
No, not so. But 10 ways is a lot. But so, right, potatoes, okay?
Go back. Go on, hit me up.
Right, I have... Oh, hang on,
it's over
here.
I've got a fact sheet. You've also got a tip list. What's the tip list?
Well, you mentioned a couple of episodes that one of your members has a potato chart that they gave you.
Yes.
And I Googled British potato chart. And I found this. And I printed it off. It's from a supermarket. And it says, which potatoes work for chips, which ones work for roasties, baking, mash, boiling, steaming, salad, as new potatoes, and then the varieties on the left-hand side.
Wow.
What I discovered by this is that pretty much Maris Piper and King Edward...
do everything.
Yeah.
They're the daddy.
They are.
Yeah.
So that is my chart that I thought that I'd share with you. And on this piece of paper, I feel like I should be wearing glasses or something to do this.
Okay.
Or I should be a presenter in Dictionary Corner of Countdown.
I feel it's like reading the news at 10. Like you need the ding, ding,
ding. In one, potato fact number one. Potatoes came from the Andes, which is now known as Peru or Bolivia.
Wow.
The name comes from the Spanish word patada.
Patada.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that potato is made up of 20% solid and 80%
water?
Yes.
No, I never.
So if you need to hydrate yourself, have a potato. Nutritionally, right? Let me tell you what is in a potato.
Go on, you hit me up.
I mean, I think that you might know some of this.
I think I do.
I hope you do anyway. She's doing the job that you do.
Yeah. No, I've just winged it for the last 10 years.
Okay, one typical potato has 110 calories, 3 grams of protein, 0 grams of fat, 0 grams of cholesterol, 20 milligrams of calcium, 6% of your day's iron, nearly a third of your recommended amount of vitamin C.
Knew that one.
Plus some vitamin B6, E, K, potassium, magnesium, folate, copper, zinc, and 2 grams of fiber. I mean, what more do you need?
So it's going to keep you regular while keeping you cold at bay. Vitamin C.
Oh, I see.
And fibre for your tummy.
Oh.
It's the daddy. It's the daddy when it comes to vitamin C. The daddy.
So the thing, right, about how much we eat in Britain, this shocked me. Potatoes have a unique place in the British diet. How many kilograms do you think we eat every year? Or how many stone? I've got the figures for both. Typical person in Britain, adult.
Oh, a person. 5 stone.
No.
15 stone.
More.
40 stone.
No. 20 and a half stone.
Of potatoes.
Of potatoes the average person eats every year.
I must eat 40 stone.
130 kilograms if you want to check that out.
Wow.
20 and a half stone worth of potatoes.
I'm about 100% potato.
So that means that you are 80% water.
There you go. At least it's not hot air.
Apparently, potatoes are not just popular on Earth. The potato became a vital part of the goal to feed space voyagers on long expeditions and future space colonies in the future. And my advice here, I've added, just read or watch the film The Martian.
I was going to say, because the things they can do with potatoes, like, have you never left a potato in a dark cupboard and forgotten about it?
Yeah.
I had one when we moved house. There was a potato farm in the back of that cupboard. Mm-hmm. It sprouts and you don't have to do much.
No.
And you know you shouldn't eat them if they're green.
Why?
Poisonous.
I did read that they're poisonous too. I didn't include that on my potato fact, so that's an additional entry from Anna Mangan, inserted at 0.7. Idaho is known as the potato state in America. It even has a potato museum.
Does
I went and had a look and had a little virtual tour.
Make the best crisps, Idaho potatoes.
Well, it's funny you say that, Anna, because let me tell you about the world's largest potato chip crisp.
Ooh.
Do you want to guess how many inches this crisp was?
Is this like your Body Magic episode that came out where you jumped 20 foot?
No, inches. No, I've been working on that.
10 inches?
No.
Bigger?
Yeah.
20 inches.
Well, it's 23 inches by 14 and a half inches.
How many inches in a centimetre? Oh,
now
I'm asking.
Now you're asking me.
That's big though, isn't it?
I mean, it's big.
Like, we could share it. Because I don't share crisps.
I mean, you know how big 6 inches is, don't you? It's the size of a small ruler, is what I was thinking.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So you think like a big ruler is 15 centimetres. Yeah.
Gosh, so it's about that big?
23 inches.
Wow.
I mean, like, that's a massive crisp.
Yeah. What flavour was it?
You wouldn't fit in a bag, would you?
Or your gob.
You wouldn't flavour it.
Oh, wouldn't you? No. Bit of vinegar? Salt?
I don't... It's in a potato museum.
Oh,
I mean, it's... I don't think it's actually...
edible.
It's not been eaten. It's, you know, it's been like the largest marrow in the world. You wouldn't want that to... You wouldn't just go and serve it up for tea, would you? You wouldn't cash in
you
your...
You get it in your oven.
You'd chop it. You just chop
with
it.
With a chainsaw.
That's it. I mean, that one crisp, that's basically probably more sins than a bag of some of those low sin ones.
Totally.
Where they've basically got three crisps inside a bag, and that's why it's
that's
three
what
sins.
Phil says.
Yeah.
0% crisp.
It's half a bag.
90% air.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay. As a general rule, most potatoes tend to fall in one of two categories. Do you know what these categories are? Well, let me tell you. Floury or waxy.
Oh, yes,
you
waxy.
You knew that, didn't you, really?
Well, yeah, but didn't know you were categorising them in such a way. But yes, floury and waxy, because your recipe called for a flowery one. A flowery one. Does it say on here which is a flowery one?
Well,
no?
I have that here for us, yeah? So let's start with waxy, actually.
Oh.
Waxy potatoes hold their shape and have a firm bite. They're moister. Moister?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
They're more moist.
More moist and have less
moist
starch.
Right.
So they're great for salads or simply boiled and dressed with butter.
So you wouldn't use that for like a rosti?
No, that might be kind of like, say, a Charlotte, a Jersey Royal.
I've never heard of Anya.
Yeah, or I've got, well, you just hold on. You hold on, because there's more coming at you. Floury potatoes, on the other hand, tend to break up when they're boiled.
Oh.
They fluff up when they're cooked.
Good for mash.
Yeah, making them perfect for chips, roast potatoes, or baking.
So our mate Edward.
There you go. But there are varieties that fall in the centre. They hold both waxy and firm qualities. They make great all-rounders, tend to have creamy consistency needed for a smooth mash.
Have you ever used a potato ricer?
No, I have not. It sounds like a lot of washing up.
Oh, no. It's amazing. It's the best mash you've ever eaten.
Ricer?
Yes, you get. It's like a... It's almost like a big garlic press. You get your potatoes, you cook them, you then put it in there and it comes out. Do you remember when you were little and you had like Play-Doh and it used the hair used to come out? It's like that for potatoes.
Wow.
Amazing. Best mash you'll ever had. You don't need any butter or anything then. You can just whip it up with a tiny bit of milk and it's a fluffy consistency.
Wow, perhaps that is one that a variety that falls in the centre.
Yes, possibly.
A flaxy. A wowery. Anyway, that wasn't on the fact sheet.
Actually lost it.
I can't believe we're actually getting paid
to
talk about an episode of potatoes. I mean, the directors will be laughing at us greatly. Did you know that there are 500 varieties of potato?
No.
Right? Only 80 varieties are actually grown commercially, though.
Oh, okay.
And there are roughly 15 types of potato widely available in shops in Britain.
Wow.
How many can you name?
Charlotte.
Do you just keep going? Right, well, that's going to get you, what, 7? Okay, go on then. I mean, I've got them in alphabetical order here.
I don't know any names. Just Charlotte and
well,
Jersey.
You mentioned a couple at the start, didn't you? The Russet.
Oh.
Jersey Royals.
Yes.
Maris Piper, I think a lot of people might get. Charlotte, you said.
I didn't know about Anya, though.
King Edward is a popular
one.
We've got, the Anya, Apache, Ayrshire, Charlotte, Cornish Kings, Desiree, Elf, Kestrel, Marble, Osprey, Purple Majesty, Rooster.
Oh, an Albert Rooster.
A Vivaldi. Yeah. And I saw one, which isn't on this list actually, in a popular, smarter, snazzy supermarket, which was called Chopin, which made me think, oh, Chopin music. Played the piano. Vivaldi yeah. did like the violin yeah. stuff. So maybe musicians are popular words for potatoes.
There you go.
That wasn't on the fact sheet either. So, okay, if you're making chips or bacon or roasties, the two that you should really go for are Maris Piper and King Edward.
Yeah.
If you're making mash, the four that you should go for are Maris Piper, King Edward, Desiree, Vivaldi.
Oh.
So hello, basically,
we've got Vivaldi and sausage tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So, right, the
I actually
started. Desiree sausage.
Rooster. We've got Maris Piper.
I think
and
if
chicken.
You had Purple Majesty and sausage for tea, that would probably be a bit funnier, wouldn't it? If you text Phil that tonight. Anyway, right. Did you know the difference between potatoes and sweet potatoes? I thought I really want to kind of go and look at this.
Well, there's the obvious, isn't there? The colour.
Yes. Yeah,
the texture. The taste.
The fact that it's got the word sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Go on.
They actually come from separate plant families.
You know, I was going to say something, but I got pulled up on it when we talked about baby corn and sweet corn, so I'm not going to do it.
So, like, they've actually got different nutrients in as well. Yes. The thing that is interesting is that they obviously differ in glycemic index.
Yes.
So, therefore, affect your blood sugar differently, which yeah. obviously is of note if you are diabetic. Mm. So, while white potatoes are higher in potassium, sweet potatoes provide much more vitamin A.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They're brilliant for vitamin A.
What does that do? Is that the one that can help you see in the dark?
Dark, yeah. Oh. I'm trying to think of some
vitamin
A.
Or is it vitamin K? Vitamin K and vitamin A are confused.
Vitamin A are definitely...
I feel like that's another quiz coming up at some point on the podcast. What are the three key benefits of vitamin A? What is the vitamin B6 great for?
Vitamin A, also known as retinol, has several important functions, including helping the body's natural defense against illness, infection, working properly, and vision in dim light.
Wow. I mean, people.
Get your sweet potatoes on.
So that, people... I actually very much enjoy... I haven't done a good geek out like that before.
That's why you're an investigative journalist and I'm a Slimming World consultant. Because you know what? Who knew all your training has culminated in a top 10 potato fact?
I mean, yeah. Name three nutritional benefits of the potato. I would not have put potassium, magnesium, folate, zinc or fibre in potato.
Zinc is so important for the immune system as well.
Okay, right. So we figured out potatoes are pretty hot.
Do you know what? Potatoes are like the daddy. Like, potatoes are brilliant because they make you feel good, they taste good, and they're versatile and cheap.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting a posh one. Do you know what I mean? You can go into a supermarket. I picked up 4 jacket potatoes for 43p yesterday. Mm-hmm. When you work that out per potato, that's what? 10.5p?
Yeah, right, so I've got some, I went
from a posh shop.
Yeah, King Edward, so just, I was in a town where there wasn't a lot of options.
She's gone posh. Right. It cost you about £5.50.
You're going to have to get off your bum and, like, come over here. I do not have go-go gadgets. No. Right, I'm going to open this. Let's look at this potato. I don't think I've ever bought...
Shall I open it? Because you're going to hurt a potato in there.
No, I'm not. I'm just stabbing it with a knife.
Oh, look, you've got...
Right, it's a bit red and it's a bit white. I've never actually looked... Oh, we've got two very different sized potatoes.
Have you ever sniffed one?
Just like that.
But when you cut it open, it's got a very... Smell the potato when you cut it open. Do you want me to hold it?
Yeah. Right, sniff the potato.
Oh, it doesn't smell this one.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't smell of anything.
Sometimes you get a very starchy smell. Oh, I just... Oh.
You just licked it.
I did.
Thanks for that.
Oh, look, smell it now. Can you not smell it?
This is a fabulous podcast that you're listening to right now. Let's all tune out and listen to Anna and Claire sniff a potato. That's what it's all about, people. But anyway, with the thought of the mindful eating, I never really thought, like, there were different types of potatoes. It's like someone sent me a challenge a few years ago. They put out several different nuts all in a row, and there were 7 nuts, and I had to do a quiz and say what each nut was.
Oh.
I was rubbish. I was like 1 out of 7 or 2 out of 7.
I bet now you get like 15 out of 7.
You know nuts well, better than
probably.
Anything.
Yeah. But same as like, if you actually put a load of potatoes next to each other, could you honestly
No.
No.
I could tell you a Jersey Royal and an Albert Barster rootlet red one.
Yeah.
That's it. These, what are these?
These are King Edward.
These were made in Essex. Wait, and they were grown by Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Right, see? So, anyway, I've got some potatoes. Right.
What are we making?
Well, I found a recipe on the Cinema World app. I don't know why, it just jumped up. It must have come up in my favourites or on a feature or something. And it was called Caldo Verde. So it has potatoes, onions, some beans in.
Kale.
I've got some kale, actually. Yeah. They had, like, some organic kale that was, like, yellow labelled. I was like, well,
did you jump
why not?
On it?
I didn't jump on it, but I was like, let's give it a go.
Let's
give it a go.
So should I peel your potatoes?
I don't think they need peeling.
Oh.
Why would you peel them? You want the fibre, don't you?
I mean, some people like them peeled. I like a potato with the skin on. My husband would, unless it was a jacket potato, he wouldn't want the skin
really?
On.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, I'm all about leaving the skin on. Like, less rubbish.
Yeah, more fibre.
Yeah, you know what I'm like with fibre. The thing that bothers me is cooking onions, chopping onions.
Do you want me to chop your onion?
Well, I've heard about you with a knife.
I'm brilliant
at
chopping onions.
This is not the knife to do it with,
no.
I've got to say.
Right, I'll chop your onion.
I'm going to get you a proper chopping board.
Please do.
We'll put some music on
have
here.
Have you got a
and we'll get it going.
Potato way to have your potato?
Small, chunky.
Small and chunky? No, I'm chopping your onion, but I'm talking about your favourite potato recipe. Like,
my favourite potato
chip?
Chip, every time. Absolutely every time. And if I can mix up sweet potato with real potato, now I know I'm getting more nutrients.
Yes. Do you know what mine is?
What?
Mashed.
Really? Do you use sins for butter?
No. My little trick is an egg yolk. And literally, I then bake it in the oven so it gets a crispy top. Oh, it's so good. And if you use a ricer, it's a very good way to do it. And my lovely friend Andy, who I know him and his girlfriend have listened, taught me about how to use a carrier bag to pipe it.
Yes. A carrier bag?
So you'd use like a shopping bag from a supermarket or wherever, or you could use a sandwich bag, make it into a triangle, and you could pipe and you could make flower shapes and everything. Yeah?
What?
Yeah? There you go.
Oh my.
Claire, have you seen this? Have you seen what I'm doing here? Chopping your onion.
Wow.
They say I can't chop. There you go.
You progressed.
I could always chop, I just chose not to.
But I do have a food processor, but it's not really happening at the moment.
It's just too much work, and I don't think, a food processor on a podcast is the best thing to listen to.
Well, maybe not, maybe not.
Is that
not.
Okay?
That was fantastic.
I'm just gonna order the yams.
Okay, right, I'm gonna get the ingredients. We'll come back in a moment. Just gonna move that off slightly. Probably should open the door as well because I'm getting the kitchen a bit stomy.
Oh,
so yeah, we have put the potatoes on. There's some paprika in there, there's some veg stock, there's some onions, there's some garlic, there's a bit of chili.
Not as much as the fish cakes, though.
Not as much, nope. We held back on the chilli. Actually, I didn't put the chilli flakes in.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
You've basically done your own recipe.
I have, yeah.
Because you just asked me, does it need stock? Yes.
I know.
I like your thinking.
I wasn't very good. Right, so anyway, this is a podcast about potatoes. Hope that you enjoyed that interlude as you pondered over potentially some potato thoughts of your own. Whilst that is kind of boiling then, like potatoes. Someone today has talked about making a Slimming World hash brown.
Oh, amazing.
And because they found that their go-to at the moment had always been bread during lockdown. When they need something easy, they would just always have bread. And then once you've had your healthy extra,
Then
she was like, how else can I make my cooked breakfasts with something feeling a bit like bread? And you actually found like there was a potato recipe for making bread.
Yeah.
Well, you get potato cakes, don't you?
Yeah. Hash brown's amazing. Quickest thing you can ever do.
Really?
Grate an onion, grate a potato, salt, pepper, get a tea towel.
And wring it out, get the water out.
Yeah, because we know potatoes 80% water.
Yes, we do.
You can mix it with an egg, but you don't need to. And then get like a muffin tray, push it in to the muffin tray with a bit of cooking spray.
light one cow spray, that's the word. Whatever herbs and spices, and bake them in the oven. Some people mix it with their parmesan as a healthy extra. They are so good. You can make a bigger version and use it as a base for a like pizza. That's good. So good.
No, I think actually I was planning ahead the other day and I actually did do some baked potatoes that I put in here. You know when you already have the oven on for something else? And so I just put a few of the and I didn't even bother putting it in foil. I just put them in. And they
do
the
you
way
you put them in foil.
Well, you can do because it kind of gets some
if you
cooks
could
it.
What our hands doing right now?
Clenching.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it looks like that weird raw beetroot over there. Like, you could dangle it and it looked quite rude.
Your beetroot looks like it's got dreadlocks.
I've never, ever eaten or seen a real beetroot.
You've never seen one?
I've never seen. My friend gave me a beetroot because she...
What friends do you have?
Yeah, she went to the farm shop and got a veg box and there was one too many beetroots for her to handle. And I brought it home and I'm, like, just looking at it, intimidated.
Nice in a potato salad?
Oh.
Yeah, pink potato salad.
She told me to peel it, chop it up over the sink, and then roast it in balsamic vinegar.
So good.
Black anyway, pepper. This isn't a podcast about beetroot. It's a podcast about potato.
So yesterday I did filled potato skins. So baked potatoes, you could do it that. Spinach, mushrooms and garlic. Fried it all off. Took the potato out of the jacket potato. Added it all in. Healthy extra cheese. Filled the potato back up. Rebaked with bacon.
Oh, wow.
Slices of beef tomato. Seventh heaven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that potato is used in some alcohol?
Yes. Vodka. So I lived on a kibbutz for a little while.
What's that?
It's like a community in Israel.
Ah.
Yeah. And we made vodka out of potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not pretty. Never had such a hangover. But yeah, also potatoes very good. If you ever make something too salty, like a stew, cut potato in half, put that in the middle and it'll draw the salt out.
No way.
Yeah.
I love it when you get so passionate about this.
I love potatoes.
I've found your subject. This is your calling.
I'm going to mastermind for potatoes.
Yeah.
I also do like a Hasselback. You didn't know about a Hasselback, did you?
Well, we've got some potatoes. Do you want to demonstrate how to cut a Hasselback? Let me just get the chopping board.
I found that the best way to Hasselback
You need to get a decent size one, don't
I'm going
to
show you one here.
Oh, a little one, okay.
Do you have a little knife?
We did have a little knife, yes.
So I personally... would parboil these because I think it makes a better Hasselback.
Before you chop it?
Yeah, but it's just very easy. Just go about 3/4 of the way down, horizontally.
And just slice it, like, not all the way down?
No, about 3/4 of the way down.
Right, okay.
And then like that. And then you could stuff those gaps. So what I would do is when I parboil it, I would stuff and then put, like, some ham or some cheese in there or some tomatoes or just violet, black pepper.
I was thinking, like, pesto.
Ooh! Nice, yeah. Pesto and cheese.
Oh, and then, I mean, someone was saying about, like, you just get the baby potatoes and crush them and then put some cheese on and grill it.
With rocket and fresh parmesan, crushed, they're really good.
Whoa.
Or I make a crushed Caesar salad. So get the potatoes, chicken, a light Caesar dressing with some yogurt and then crush them on and then you can add your chicken, your bacon or your bacon. Yeah.
I mean, the lady in group today who talked about hash browns, she talked about, like, using onion granules in it.
Oh, onion granules are so good. Garlic granules and onion granules I put in everything. So good.
Wow.
Also, mashed potato, literally, I bake it in the oven so it gets a really crispy top. Really, really good.
Well, I feel like we have potentially inspired people to go at it with a potato.
Or cook one.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the real thing to remember, like free food is your friend, potatoes are your mates.
Yeah, because a lot of people can sometimes get nervous, like, potato, it's a carb. I don't want to have carbs. Maybe I'll gain more weight because, and it's got 80% water. So that means that's quite a lot of water. And I'll retain the fluid. And then that means I'll be way heavier. And I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to have things that don't have a lot of potato. But the thing is, water is in everything.
Is that potato water? Water.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the thing to remember is a potato is so filling for very little energy. It makes your tummy happy, it makes your heart happy and your head happy.
And your bum happy?
Potentially.
Right, anyway, I'm sure that you will be inspired. Hopefully you've written your 1 to 10 things that you're going to do with potatoes over the next week. I'm just going to have a little
smells good
stir of this. It's just like... the orange of the paprika looks so good, and my beans are starting to kind of split open, which means that they're really starting to boil, and the kale is softening. Oh,
it smells good.
Yeah, I might take a picture of it. Depends. I don't know. I mean, it's not really like a picture-y type taking meal. You know, it won't look that pretty on a plate.
No, it's a car crash. Yeah, don't take a picture.
Yeah, it's not going to
look nice. It's going to taste good, though.
Yeah. So anyway, share with us your potato inspiration. Potato spration? We can't do that. But anyway, at Slimming World Podcast on Insta. We're slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You can subscribe to this podcast for free, by the way, if you listen on Apple Podcasts. You don't even have to be a Slimming World member. It's available for the public. So share this with a friend, even someone who you know isn't following Slimming World. You can follow us on Spotify. We're now on Amazon Music, by the way, if that's something that you use, if you have the Amazon account. And next week, we'll be back with a very exciting episode where we are talking our favourite thing.
Clothes.
Clothes, yes. A special episode where me and Anna have bought each other an outfit and we reveal to each other what we have bought. That's all for this week. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Bye.